It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, evidently the citizens of Yukon are so pissed. How pissed are they? They want to recall not only their mayor, but their entire city council. I've been through a recall petition for a mayor before. It didn't get enough signatures, and all it ended up doing was making the mayor they were trying to recall more dug in. He did lose the next election, by the way, but the recall effort didn't get enough signatures, and this was a long time ago. At any rate, I will get into what is going on in Yukon, and yeah, it has to do with data centers. Why is Attorney General Gettner Drummond sticking his nose in the Iona Aluminum Smelter Project? Okay, Iona, east of Tulsa on 412, and it's a small community. It has the Care McClelland Water Project goes right by it. That's the canal that was dug to get Tulsa port traffic, so that conceivably, and it goes through Catoosa, and then it empties into the Arkansas River. And so conceivably, you can fill up an oil barge in Tulsa, and you can transport it downstream to another refinery if you needed to, or whatever, okay? Seems to me like there's a lot of gravel being hauled, a lot of sand being hauled, whatever. So Iona gets this project, this aluminum company, very interested in building an aluminum smelter right there in Iona, because it's right there on 412, a major highway, U.S. highway. A railroad's right there. I think it's Kansas City Southern, that line, or BNSF. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's a north-south line. And the canal is right there. So there's a lot of easy transportation in, easy transportation out. And this facility was going to be huge. It was going to be almost as big as Iona is as a town. And I thought the Attorney General's job was to make sure that the Constitution, whether the state was following the Constitution, and to make sure that the laws were being enforced. I didn't know it had everything to do with stopping commerce coming to Oklahoma. I'll get into the details. You can tell me what you think. State Supreme Court heard arguments, the oral arguments, that is, for a state question to gradually remove the property taxes. It's a step in the right direction, and I'll get into the details of that coming up. Mark Wayne Mullen was on the hot seat earlier today in a congressional committee. They were grilling him on his DHS and ICE and all those operations, and he held his own. Proud of him. Did quite well. California had a primary yesterday. Are they getting more and more and more conservative? Starting to look that way. And Scott Pelley of CBS News learned the hard lesson that Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, and Matt Lauer all learned and all know too well. No one is bigger than the brand. Scott Pelley, if you are on 60 Minutes, you serve at the pleasure of the executive producer of that program. And if you violate that service in any way, you're out. They don't care who you are. I've been on both sides of that, so I know what goes on in the corporations, but we'll get into that too. And your thoughts, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And I am Lee Matthews. So glad to have you along. We'll also have a look at Oklahoma's AccuWeather forecast for the upcoming weekend. We had some rain on the way for that, but we still kind of need it. And anything else you might want to bring up on the topic buffet, a number of ways to do that. First of all, the plain old telephone, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, freedom969.com, the website. You can also join me on via email, lmatthews@freedom969.com, and Facebook, and on X profiles as well. Christopher writes, Lee, the states that have passed specific legislative bans include California, pioneering a specific approach, passing legislation restricting handguns with firing mechanisms that are easily convertible into automatic weapons. It was met with immediate lawsuits from gun rights groups. Maryland, in May of this year, the governor, Wes Moore, signed Senate Bill 334, which officially bans the manufacture, sale, and purchase of machine gun convertible pistols, specifically calling out pistols that can be altered using common household tools. The law is set to take effect on January 1 of 2027. Connecticut passed House Bill 5043, enabling the sale on a sale ban on semi-automatic pistols utilizing the cruciform trigger mechanism aimed directly at the standard Glock models. And finally, New York enacted its sweeping package and bans the distribution, sale, and possession of digital 3D printed gun files alongside a ban of pistols featuring the cruciform trigger bar. So, Christopher, thanks for bringing this information to me. I knew about Connecticut. I knew about Maryland. I couldn't remember the other two states. I didn't remember there was two. So now there's a total of four states that are trying to ban pistols because this particular Glock pistol, you can alter it to make it an automatic pistol. Now, if somebody steps up and launches lawsuits in these states, which it would be expensive, but it would be doable, I don't think there would stand up to a Second Amendment challenge whatsoever. It doesn't matter what you can do to the gun. You still have a right to own that gun. Now, because you do something to that gun to make it illegal does not mean you no longer have a right to have that gun. I would say you have violated a safety law, a law that is in regards to safety. And if you use that gun and it hurts someone, then you would have to deal with the consequences because you altered that gun and made it and added an illegal feature to it. Let me give you another example. Your car. Are you not allowed to put a bigger engine in your car if you wanted to so that you could go faster? Because if you did, you would potentially make that car more deadly than it is. Yet that's not illegal. Oh, and by the way, you don't even have a right to drive. You petition the government for and you receive permission to, and you get that license. And the license basically says you have been granted the privilege of driving and that you would uphold the driving laws as you know them and the safety rules as you know of them. As far as the Second Amendment is concerned, well, you have a right to protect yourself with a gun. It doesn't matter how that gun has been altered. So I don't think these, you know, I'm not getting too cranked up about what's going on in California, Maryland, Connecticut, and New York. A, I don't live there. B, they're not going to stand up to a constitutional challenge. But Christopher, thank you for sending me the information. And for listening in to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Kyle writes, Lee, I thought Jill Biden was a doctor. On the campaign trail, she kept insisting on being introduced as Dr. Jill Biden. And if she is a doctor, could she not have administered some sort of treatment if she thought her husband were having a stroke? Well, Kyle, that is the beauty of the hypocrisy of much of the Democrat Party. Jill Biden insisted on being called Dr. Jill Biden, even though her PhD is in education. But it made her sound more prestigious. It made her sound more scholarly. And if you thought when you heard the word Dr. Jill Biden, they were referring to a medical doctor, well, she wasn't concerned with that at all. It was the word doctor that she was concerned about whether or not it was being used or not. And yes, even though she's not a medical doctor, if my wife thought I was having a stroke on stage, I would hope my wife would do something about it. And then late day before yesterday, she was quoted as saying, oh, the doctors checked him out and he was fine. He was fine. Because I think she's trying to rewrite history so that it looks less like they were covering up cognitive problems with Joe Biden, which we all know and we've all seen, without a doubt. And that's what a lot on the left do. Bill Clinton, to try to cover up all the Monica Lewinsky, Bravo Sierra, that's when he launched his legacy campaign. It was the last couple of years of his second term, when all he was talking about was,
yeah, I got more people off of welfare than any other president in the United States. We had fewer jobless claims than any other president in the United States. We had the longest run of the least amount of unemployment in the United States.
No, it wasn't less than in the 50s. But that was what he was trying to make his legacy. And I think that's what Jill Biden is trying to do for her husband, too. Oh, we can't go out with people thinking that we were being dishonest. We can't go out having people think we were propping him up. Well, we do think that because it was painfully evident. And every time we saw the man, it was even more painfully evident. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. In efforts to recall Mayor Brian Pillmore and Vice Mayor Jeff Wooten are moving forward amid the growing controversy over the proposed data center project in Yukon. The city has an agreement with developer BLE Land Holdings, which is associated with Beltline, which is a company that wants to build the data center. A petition seeking to recall both officials was formally filed Monday, the same day residents packed the Yukon City Council meeting to voice their concerns about the proposed development. Pillmore is on vacation, one attendee told the crowd. Joe Horn, who initiated the recall effort, said city leaders have not adequately responded to the public's concern. He thinks they're not listening to them. The petition was officially filed on Monday. It required approximately 2,000 signatures for each official before the recall process can move forward. The recall effort follows public opposition to plans for a data center in Yukon. Residents have raised concerns about the potential impact on water resources and the electric grid. Critics have also questioned the level of transparency surrounding the project. Questions have also emerged regarding the purchase agreement between the Yukon Municipal Authority and BLE Land Holdings. The agreement was signed in 2025, calls for BLE Land Holdings to purchase property near Frisco Road between I-40 and Route 66 for $85,000 per acre. Under the contract, BLE Land Holdings would terminate the agreement during the environmental conditions, appraisal results, water and sewer agreements, power available, and other project requirements that are unsatisfactory. The agreement also says the purchaser will terminate for any reason or no reason, subject to the forfeiture of certain non-refundable deposits after specified milestones can be reached. The Yukon Municipal Authority may terminate the agreement if the purchaser defaults on its obligation, fails to close the transaction, or if conditions necessary to convey the marketable title cannot be satisfied. So there is an off-ramp, and it sounds to me like there's a lot of off-ramps. This deal still is not a done deal, because that company who's buying that property to put in that data center is going to have to meet all of that criteria. And at any time, if they don't meet that criteria, the contract can be terminated. It's that volatile. The city council can come back and say, you know what, we don't know if they're meeting that contract, but we think they aren't, so we're just going to terminate it anyway. They can do that. I think it's the fact that the people feel like they're not being listened to. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody needs a vacation. Everybody needs to get away. I don't think Mayor Pillmore in Yukon went off on vacation to avoid talking to people about the data center. It's the first week of June. That's traditionally when people take their vacations. Why? Because school just ended. And they would much rather get their vacation in sooner rather than later. So, you know, benefit of the doubt to the mayor. I don't think he's trying to evade anything. And that seemed to be the atmosphere of the accusations in the meeting last night. But what do you think? 405-608-4377. We started the conversation on data centers yesterday. We have a lot of support for data centers that have called in. And it's one of those things I don't think we need to be hysterical about. Artificial intelligence is coming. It's better to be ahead of the situation. It's better to be ahead of the train than under it. You don't have to hop on the train. Just stay up ahead of the train, and you should be all right. If you don't like artificial intelligence, then you might as well go take your phone out in the garage and hit it with a ball-peen hammer until it's nothing but ground-up glass and metal. Because you're accessing artificial intelligence on that device many times when you go to the internet. It's the type of thing that everybody is being touched by right now. Not in the future, right now. Is it going to control us? It can. Is it going to manipulate us? It can, which is why you have to stay ahead of it. Right now, the best practice I can think of, you've got to be getting the silly videos that I'm getting because of things that I've looked at. Okay, I have two cats. The system knows that I have two cats, and they're sending me silly cat videos. When I'm on Facebook, I'm constantly getting pitched a silly cat video. Some of them, I'm like, no. There's absolutely no way that that is a real video. That is an artificially generated video. No cat would ever do that. But that's what they're doing. They're trying to design, through artificial intelligence, something that is compelling to me to sit there and watch that video and either get their message at the beginning or the end of the actual video, or it will click itself through to a website where there are other videos and other ads just like it. And when I see what I can tell is an artificially produced video, I just move right on and keep scrolling. And you can do the same, because I'm sure it's doing that with you, with your personal interests, and with what you have been viewing online. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews. What do you think of UConn residents not happy, want to recall their mayor over a data center? Why would Attorney General Gettner Drummond be sticking his nose in something that's going on in little bitty old Iona? I'll tell you my theory. You can tell me yours on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I got mine yesterday, my AARP card. Funny thing, I didn't even apply for it. There it was, like a rite of passage. And if you were born in 1961 or thereabouts, your next rite of passage is probably badgering you with telephone calls, emails, and texts right about now, and that is to sign up for Medicare. If it's confusing you, don't be. I'm Lee Matthews, here to make your life easy, and if you are new to Medicare, we have somebody who will walk you through the whole process. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make if you're new to Medicare, even if you're not. The team at Well-Preserved can put together a plan that'll work for you. So call 405-848-5790. You know, you can't fight it forever. Some people certainly do try getting older, but at least get the stuff that you've worked so hard for all your life so that you get what you have coming to you, your Medicare, with the help of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Conservative, Republican, endorsed by President Trump, Frank Lucas.
I hear over and over to fight and protect what matters most. So I stood with President Trump and championed the Save America Act. To require proof of American citizenship, to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in our elections. And as a grandfather to three granddaughters, I oppose biological males from competing in women's sports. I'm Frank Lucas, and I approve this message because protecting elections and the integrity of women's sports in Oklahoma, well, we always protect what matters most.
Frank Lucas has worked with President Trump against the woke, radical, DEI-loving liberals who are trying to destroy our country. That's why President Trump has given Frank Lucas his
complete and total endorsement.
On Tuesday, June 16th, conservative, Republican, MAGA, Frank Lucas for Congress. Paid for by Lucas for Congress.
In Oklahoma, we take our barbecue seriously. at Swadley's. It's been that way since 1998. Slow smoking meats for hours and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue, made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There's a lot of woke white people on the left that think they know what's best for the little guy. It's called performative allyship. That's why they wanted to defund the police. Except the little guy's crime rate goes to the moon because he doesn't have a 24-hour security detail like the Congress people who wanted to defund the police. Or the gated community people in Bel Air or Beverly Hills.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
The Vice President of the United States was there, and he wasn't confirmed by us, and he was elected by the American people. Okay? He is the second in line of the presidency of the United States. He was president. Mr. Witkoff is the president's envoy for negotiation for peace deals. Mr. Kushner is a private citizen that serves as an advisor on these functions. They were the team that we sent to Pakistan. I was not at a party. I was next to the president.
Marco Rubio holding his own against a committee trying to make it sound like he was off partying when he was working in Pakistan. And he said it straight, right quick. And the woman he was accosting, one of the senators, got up and walked away. He says, where are you going? And I couldn't hear what she said as she walked out the door. But he goes, okay, thanks for coming. 405-608-4377. Claude in Ponca City. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just noticing that the so-called urge, and I believe that's true for artificial intelligence, being studied. However, I remember back in when Secretary Interior Watts wanted to deposit all the nuclear waste in the aquifer running through the state, which was, he said there'd be, you know, only a small chance of a mistake happening, but that would ruin, you know, the food supply. But I was just wondering why so much of these facilities are being placed in part of the country that is responsible for the food supply. It seemed like, to me, that's attack on the food supply with the beef, so-called, the carbon dioxide, and yet it's all come to Oklahoma and Texas and seemed like the blue, the red states, and that's also Bill Gates and Sniper, Oklahoma, I believe, it has a carbon capture facility there. And then even though the mayor said that they can change the mind about the facility, all the farmland that it's taking up with the building will still be there. And so, and then with the all the solar panels and China passing this up, it seemed like on the outskirts, it seemed to be the technology race. But underneath, it seemed like it assaulting the attack on the land that provides food and stuff like that. So we might have artificial intelligence, but we can't eat artificial intelligence.
No, no.
And the main...
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Former First Lady Jill Biden says she still feels hurt by how longtime Democratic allies distanced themselves from former President Joe Biden during the 2024 campaign. Speaking on The View, she described the experience as painful for her family and said political pressure contributed to Biden's decision to exit the race. The remarks come as debate continues over the circumstances surrounding his campaign withdrawal and party unity in 2024. The rock band The Black Crowes are facing criticism after frontman Chris Robinson interrupted a USA chant during a concert in Tampa. Robinson questioned what fans had to be proud of, drawing boos from parts of the audience and prompting some attendees to leave early. These changes sparked debate online, with some criticizing the political comments and others defending the band's right to speak freely. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. You hear the phrase tort reform all the time. Politicians say it will stop frivolous lawsuits and lower costs for everyone. Sounds reasonable, right? But here's what the tort reform actually does in many cases. It limits what a jury can award to someone who's been seriously injured. Imagine a child suffers a brain injury because of medical negligence. The jury hears the evidence and decides what that harm is worth. But under many tort reform laws, the legislature steps in afterwards and says, sorry, that's too much. We're cutting it. That's not the jury system our forefathers envisioned. Supporters say tort reform protects businesses. Critics say it protects bad behavior by reducing accountability. And here's the irony. In states that pass strict tort reform, studies often show insurance premiums don't drop the way people were promised. So the real debate isn't about frivolous lawsuits. It's about this question. Who should decide the value of justice? Citizens on a jury or politicians at the state capitol?
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. 11 people have pleaded guilty following a Homeland Security Task Force drug trafficking investigation in eastern Oklahoma. All 11 have pleaded guilty to drug conspiracy charges, in addition to methamphetamine distribution. An additional suspect has pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm, with the investigation spanning from June of 2024 through October of last year. The Oklahoma City Council has approved a $2.12 billion budget for the upcoming fiscal year as city leaders respond to slower revenue growth. The plan includes modest spending cuts across most departments, including reductions of about 1.4% for police and fire services. City Manager Craig Freeman said maintaining essential services remain the top priority. The budget takes effect July 1st and funds over 5,000 full-time positions citywide. Doctors at Integris Health are using low-dose radiation treatments to help arthritis patients manage pain and improve mobility. Health leaders say the approach offers a non-invasive alternative to daily medications or surgery, with many patients reportedly experiencing significant improvements. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000 or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Why is Attorney General Gettner Drummond sticking his nose in the Iona aluminum smelter project? I'll tell you. And I don't think it has anything to do with the aluminum business. Lee Matthews on the Drive, continuing on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast this afternoon. Expect a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms possible. It will feel humid with a high of 84. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies and continued humidity with a low of 67. Tomorrow will feature varying cloud cover and the chance of a strong thunderstorm, remaining humid. Expect breezy conditions in the afternoon as temperatures reach up to 84. Moving into Friday, anticipate some sunshine peeking through the clouds along with breezy and muggy conditions. There may be a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm with the high around 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're doing the job that Congress gave us the authority to do. And our men and women out there every single day is enforcing the laws. If you don't like the laws, you can change them. We're not picking and choosing which laws we enforce. We're simply enforcing the law. Period. Full stop.
Secretary of DHS, Mark Wade Mullen, in a committee meeting earlier today, and he was telling it like it is. Hey, if you're sitting there and trying to accuse us of making up our own laws, we're following the current laws. And if you don't like those laws, then it's your job in the it's your job in the Congress to change them. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So I had Claude on just a moment ago from Ponca City, and I didn't get a chance to let him finish his point before we got into a news break. But Claude, thank you for hanging on. So you were talking about how you're worried about a lot of our data centers and solar and wind production, how they're taking away from land that would normally be used to produce either food or cattle along those lines, and that maybe we shouldn't be selling our land to companies that are not going to produce food.
And I just want to say the last thing. One of America's basic assets is that we can't be starved out. We have food. We have the cattle on the thousand hills. We have the beef. And then with something about the ticks or something that would make us allergic to meat. But I just want your thought on that. It seems sort of, you know, incidental that the smelting plant and all of these things are going to affect the food supply, all the land, the fallout on the turbines that on the cow and everything like that. So I'll just hang up and let you
Well, you don't have to hang up. I mean, number one, one of the reasons that a lot of these companies want a data center, these companies that are building data centers, they want to come to Oklahoma, is because we're in the middle of the country. So the data that they want to store in these data centers won't have to go around the world. It can just come, right here in the middle of the country. And no matter where you are in the country, it's about the same distance. Number two, we've got the property available and it's inexpensive. Number three, you do mention, you know, farmland, but a lot of the stuff they want to buy isn't farmland. It's land that people have that they just want to sell and get rid of. And then finally, the reason that they want to come to Oklahoma is that it's inexpensive to do business in Oklahoma. And that those are things that we want. I don't think it's going to be an adverse effect on the food supply long term. Now, I'll put it this way. I feel better about the data centers not inflicting any harm on our food supply. I feel better about that than I do the wind turbines, because we're now learning the wind turbines are just terrible for the land that they're on.
Well, they were also, you know, talking about good. We can get those and build those up. We were talking about how good they were. And to Dallas find out that, you know, when it froze up in the troll pound where the snow fell, that they didn't have electricity. And, I mean, you know, the guys might, but the food supply, I was talking about the aquifer, the water. And I've been set on even before the this business about the effect of the water supply in Oklahoma, the drought that we have. And I've been talking to some of the farmers who say that it's something that was cut out with the lake or something, you know, lake you follow, something like that, that the water supply was going down, and you hear all the time about the drought. So
yeah.
I mean, it would be
and Piedmont, they're worried about that too. They're worried about that because they say the water table is low, and if you live out in the country and you have to drill a well, you have to drill it deeper. But what the way we're going to work that around is these companies that want to build these data centers, they're going to have to prove a plan of how they're going to run, how they're going to operate without taking all our water, without taking all of our electricity, and not adversely affecting our tax, our property taxes. Thanks a lot for the call. Claude in Ponca City on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on that or any other topic. Governor Stitt proclaimed June as Life Month in the state of Oklahoma. Stitt shared a statement with his proclamation on social media saying, God authors every life. As image bearers, there is inherent dignity and value in every human life. That is why Oklahoma is proud to declare June Life Month. We're committed to walking alongside every mother and ensuring the unborn are protected from the conception through birth. He also shared pictures of the proclamation on social media. So there you go. I think while other organizations are trying to emphasize Pride Month, Stitt is trying to make it Life Month. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, it's Ron in Oklahoma City. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Ron. What you got on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about Biden, and I heard that he's working on his autobiography as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about whether or not he's going to write it himself or he's going to have a ghostwriter. I just thought maybe he might have Otto Penn to write it for him.
I think so. I mean, why change a good thing? I mean, most of his policies were written by Otto Penn. Why not his memoir? Man.
That's pretty good. But, honestly, there is something. It does kind of bother me that he gets such a bad rap because of his mental issues, because, dementia is not a joke. But, I remember when Reagan was president, it's been a long time ago, but he kind of got picked on in the media as well about, he had early stages of Parkinson's and his head shook and things like that when he would talk. They used to make jokes about it. Even the band Genesis in their video that they had, Land of Confusion, they made fun of Reagan, and him not being very smart and that sort of thing. And, we've had that kind of stuff happen in the past. And I just, just the affliction part of it kind of bothers me. People make fun of that, but...
Well, okay, you're right. We've had that. Yeah, we've had exactly. That's where I was going with it. We've had that. Now Woodrow Wilson had a full on stroke, and we now know most of his papers, most of his presidency, towards the end of his presidency, all of that was a forgery of his wife signing his name, and she was able to sign his name so well they didn't know that it wasn't him signing it. And if asked, she would say, well, I put the pen in his hand and he can sign his name. He knows what he's doing. And so she was covering up for him. But that wasn't an entire administration covering up for Woodrow Wilson. That was Woodrow Wilson's wife trying to protect his image. I expect that out of a loved one. I expect that out of a wife. I don't expect a wife to then continually put me up on stage and try to tell everybody that what I'm doing and what I'm saying is perfectly normal. That's the big difference. That's the big difference.
Yeah, I think the Democrats don't want to admit it, but they probably would have been better served by, actually letting him step down and let Kamala be the president until the end of his term. But they would never admit to that.
No,
I think they were better off.
Yeah. A, they would have never
would even helped her.
A, they would have not admitted to it. They had Kamala on the ticket for one reason and one reason only. She was attracting females and minorities to the ticket. So that's all they needed her for. They did not need her to seriously succeed Joe Biden. And they, so they were never ever going to do that. I also think everybody in the behind the scenes administration of the Biden administration, they were all making so much money. They weren't going to give that up until they absolutely positively had to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Ronald Reagan was showing signs of early onset dementia, going all the way back to his recovery from his surgery from being shot by John Hinckley. And and Nancy Reagan was mercilessly teased by the left-wing media, including Rolling Stone magazine, for covering up for him. But again, I would expect the wife to cover up for him. I would not expect the wife to continually put him back up on stage. If anything, Nancy Reagan was saying, no, Ronnie, we don't need you out in the public any more than you already are. No, Ronnie, let's go back to the ranch for a weekend and go riding. No, Ronnie this, no, Ronnie that. And so she was getting teased for that. And then it became, okay, if you want to talk to the president, you got to go through Nancy Reagan. Well, she was trying to protect him, which is what a good spouse should do. I didn't see any of that motherly, affectionate protection coming out of Jill Biden, because I think she was part of the deal. The more he's up on stage, the more I get to be first lady.
Yeah, and with Reagan, too, I mean, even the authors and stuff like that, Art Buchwald wrote a book called While the President Slept about Reagan. You know, I mean, it was seriously just poking fun at him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sad part, is that his affliction, you know, it hurt pretty bad.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call, Ron. Glad you're listening on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Brad writes, despite Trump's endorsement, I'm still voting for Jake Merrick. You were correct about KFOR, Lee, when you said that Linda Kavanaugh would have never allowed to happen what is happening on that TV station right now. Kavanaugh was an actual real deal true professional. The Ogre Network needs a complete restaffing. Mike and Emily could be with a better organization. Restructure that faux political Sunday morning program headed by their anchor and Grandpa Turpin. Replace them with out-of-the-box solutions-driven people who actually want to fix our government, and maybe some of their viewers will return. Brad, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Because there is a big change, big changes that are happening in local television nationwide. We're not seeing as much of it in Oklahoma because we have two cities that are top 50 cities in terms of population, and that's Tulsa and Oklahoma City. So if you're a big corporation and you own a lot of TV stations across the country, the bigger cities are making you more advertising money than the smaller cities are. So what we're seeing is across the country, these big conglomerates, Nexstar, Hearst Media, what they're doing is they're trying to centralize all of their news reporting. So let's use Louisiana as an example. Okay, if you live in Lafayette, Louisiana, which is in the south central part of the state, and you're in a metropolitan area of about 100,000 people, well, they fired all of their news reporters except the weather guy. And what they will do is Baton Rouge will produce all of their news for them and send it to them. That way you've got one news crew, one paycheck, feeding the rest of your television stations. Now, we're not doing as much of that in Oklahoma because the two biggest cities are Oklahoma City and Tulsa, and they're already support. Now, those staffs have been trimmed down drastically, don't get me wrong. They don't nearly have the powerhouse news team they used to. And the news team that they do have are being overworked and underpaid. So I get that. I'm willing to accept a certain amount of mistakes that are made. But what I'm seeing are not mistakes. What I'm seeing are deliberate rewrites of a story to make it seem worse than it is, or more corrupt than it is, or more illegal than it really is, because they're trying to market content. They're trying to get clicks. They're trying to get people to click through their website to something else. But you'll go to some of these less populous states, and you'll be in a small town, and the small town TV station still exists, but it's getting everything from its big city neighbor or its owner down the way. A lot of that's happening in the radio business, too. They're giving up on local reporting. Under the justification of it's too expensive, we can't afford it. But then you look at the local operations. And I'll give you an example. We've got a local corporate operation in Oklahoma City and in Tulsa, Griffin Broadcasting. Okay, well, they focus on local. They focus on serving, in terms of Channel 9, the Oklahoma City community, and in terms of, is it 6 in Tulsa? I don't remember. Serving the Tulsa community. They don't have this huge corporate obligation of 3-5% growth per quarter. They aren't owned by a big media conglomerate or a hedge fund who wants to run the broadcast industry like they're running any other big industry. Because you really can't. A, it's very regulated. B, the bread and butter of your ratings and revenue are going to be local. So if you abandon that local coverage and abandon that local one-on-one, you're going to be abandoning your biggest revenue stream. So I hope that makes sense, Brad, on Freedom 96.9. Thanks a lot for listening and writing in to lmatthews@freedom969.com. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. How many songs can you think of that have the word drive in it? Well, there's Drive by the Cars, Baby You Can Drive My Car, and I guess Anything by Jan and Dean, because that's all they knew was to sing about driving something. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. Whatever you drive says a lot about who you are, and that's why Frontier Auto Group has so many available to you and so many different varieties, because Allah likes variety. God loves variety. Otherwise, he wouldn't have created so much of it. And so has Frontier Auto Group. And they'll take care of that car after they sell it to you with their award-winning service department, who, by the way, they have the hearts of a babysitter, okay? Because when you bring your baby in, you know you're going to want it taken care of. And they know that. And so they honor your wishes at Frontier Auto Group. Number one auto dealer in Canadian County, and a short drive to El Reno for great savings and great service. Right there just off Route 66 roundabout on El Reno's Auto Alley. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils, everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery. Just add the sun.
We're here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, garages take a beating from cars, tools, and spills. How does ICS help?
We transform garages with our Pentek coatings. They're oil, chemical, and scratch resistant, so your floor stays pristine. Plus, you can customize with solid colors or chip finishes to match your style.
So it's tough and good looking. How does that transformation take?
Just one day. Our fast curing Pentek coatings mean you can park your car or use your garage the very next morning. No mess, no hassle.
So it's perfect for busy homeowners. Any tips for our listeners out there thinking about upgrading?
Yeah, just call us for a free estimate. We'll walk you through the options and make your garage a new showpiece.
Elevate your garage with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012, 405-403-4012, or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. That's ICSConcreteCoatings.com to book your free estimate now.
Freedom 96.9 is the choice for voters in the June 16th primary. Get your name and message out to the voters. Call 405-456-0760 or click on the Contact Us tab at Freedom969.com.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Donald Trump, yeah. When you sleep 4 hours a day, sometimes you sit down too long and not off. You know how I know that? Because I do it. I know he's 80. But Donald Trump works 20 hours a day, does not like to sleep. I know directly he's up at 6 in the morning before Fox and Friends. I've talked to the Secretary of Interior. It's not unusual to get a call at 2 in the morning. So sometimes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 12 o'clock, you're in an hour meeting, you might not off. Yeah, doesn't mean you're failing.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I had a double mastectomy while I was still developing. The surgeon confirmed with me that my breasts were perfectly healthy. I hadn't even had my first kiss or practiced driving before. How could they take away part of my womanhood before I was old enough to call myself one?
Heartbreaking testimony from Chloe Cole, a detransitioner, and she's leading the charge for all of this fraudulent psychiatry and let's just call it what it is, self-mutilation. Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Dawn in Oklahoma City, hi.
Hi, Lee. Listen, this is a little bit off topic, but I wanted to take the opportunity to vent about the fact that Griffin Media and our negotiations with Channel 9, the station on DirecTV has been dark for about 4 months.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And so I called Griffin last week, and I thought, interesting. It was so vintage. It was as if Grandma Moses was not at the front desk and was going to, like, leave the message and take a call back. They didn't have any marketing pitch out there like, listen, we know, we're negotiating. If you're calling about DirecTV, like, no information at all. And I think the year or two prior, Nexstar, the same thing happened. Mm-hmm. And both of these conglomerate companies, and not that Griffin's conglomerate, Nexstar is, would point the fingers like, call your local radio television station or call Nexstar, and putting the customer in the middle. But a major network channel is dark. And, I mean, you got ABC, NBC, and CBS. Mm-hmm. And that's you know, those are three big channels. And these, you know, negotiations are affecting the consumer. And, you know, we've already changed providers a couple of times, but I just want to make a statement, you know, if anyone's listening out there that's involved with the negotiations between Nexstar and Griffin, get your act together and, you know, get it done.
Well, because, that also may be coming from is it Dish or Verizon? What are you talking about? Which
we use DirecTV.
DirecTV. Okay.
Yeah, which is obviously huge.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Local students considering more careers in skilled trades fields after graduation. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The New York City Council Speaker is requesting $4.5 million to fund a report about 9/11-related toxins that continue to sicken and kill scores of people.
Speaker Julie Menin says 9/11 victim family members have been long denied answers as to what the city knew and when regarding dangerous air quality following the 9/11 terror attacks.
First responders worked on the site day after day after day. Many of them were given no protective equipment whatsoever because we were told, again, that the air was safe to breathe.
The formal money request would be used to fund a Department of Investigation report about post-9/11 air quality. Last year, 68 boxes of information were discovered regarding Ground Zero toxins. In New York, I'm Scott Pringle.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says the Trump administration is not moving ahead with the so-called anti-weaponization fund.
We're not moving forward with the fund. You're right that there's a date that in the case in the East District of Virginia in June, but we are not moving forward with the fund.
Blanche made the comment during his testimony before a House subcommittee on Tuesday. It comes after the Justice Department says it will abide by a court ruling that temporarily paused the fund. It was established from a settlement reached between the Trump family and the IRS to resolve long-running disputes. The DOJ said they created a systemic process to hear and redress claims of others who suffered weaponization and lawfare. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is headed to a November runoff after failing to secure a majority in Tuesday's primary election. Reality television personality Spencer Pratt appears to be on track to claim the second runoff spot, capitalizing on voter frustration over wildlife recovery, homelessness, and crime. Bass points to progress on housing, policing, and homelessness, while Pratt argues the city leadership has fallen short. The winner will be decided in November.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
The U.S. is putting...
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. The White House has nominated two Oklahoma attorneys to serve as U.S. attorneys in the state. Christopher Nassar was selected for the Northern District of Oklahoma, and Robert Trester was nominated for the Western District. Both appointments are for four-year terms and now await Senate confirmation. Ground has officially been broken on Oklahoma City's new $121 million MAPS 4 multipurpose stadium as of earlier this week. The stadium is expected to host professional soccer and spring football beginning in 2028. The venue reportedly will host teams from the USL and UFL and is expected to become a major addition to the city's growing sports landscape, with construction scheduled to be completed in 2028. Well, as college costs continue to rise, more students are considering careers in the skilled trades after graduation. Industry leaders say fields like HVAC, plumbing, and electrical work offer strong earning potential and often require apprenticeships or technical training rather than a four-year degree. Local tradespeople say interest in trade careers has grown significantly, especially among younger workers. Employees say a wave of upcoming retirements is creating long-term opportunities for the next generation of skilled trades workers. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Vote for Edmond Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today for the state's question to gradually remove property taxes. Will it go through? I'll have more coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast this afternoon. Expect a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms possible. It will feel humid with a high of 84. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies and continued humidity with a low of 67. Tomorrow will feature varying cloud cover and the chance of a strong thunderstorm, remaining humid. Expect breezy conditions in the afternoon as temperatures reach up to 84. Moving into Friday, anticipate some sunshine peeking through the clouds along with breezy and muggy conditions. There may be a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm with the high around 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision-making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Talked about UConn residents wanting to recall their mayor over the data center that is supposed to be coming into that city. What do you think? 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Also some conversation about local media. And that led us to talk about some of the agreements that local media have with their suppliers. We had Dawn call in earlier and talk about how Griffin Channel 9 is not on DirecTV and doesn't look like it's going to be on DirecTV, and why they weren't warned, the customers of DirecTV, they weren't warned that this was about to happen. Jeff writes, Lee, when we were with DirecTV, they did send a letter out once about all the crap they said they had to get, about all the crap they had to go through, and that they weren't going to negotiate, so that if we wanted to see local TV, we needed to get an antenna. Of course, we have an antenna in our attic and haven't had any satellite or cable TV for a long time. And once you get a better picture on regular TV, you will get a better picture on TV than you will on satellite, because satellite is so compressed. That kind of proves my point. The larger companies don't care about the local markets. They don't. They're making their money off of your subscription fee for all the stuff they are going to give you. They think they're giving you. They're trying to make it sound like they're giving you. Yeah, you'll get free HBO. Well, no, you're paying a subscription fee for it. The only question is whether or not you will use that prescription, subscription. Lovely wife and I we still have a service, but that's because I've spent a lot of money on HD and stereo equipment because I like to recreate the theater experience in my living room. And that's the way that I get it, is through that HD connection that comes from a cable, a fiber optic cable. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive to join in the conversation. Jacqueline writes, Lee, I've tried over and over to explain to people about minimum wage and its effects on the economy. They keep referring to it as a living wage. I tried to tell them the minimum wage jobs are not supposed to be family-supporting jobs. They are training entry-level jobs. Yes, Jacqueline, you are right. That is exactly it. But that's the marketing ploy that they're trying to use. Oh, we aren't going to call it a minimum wage. We're going to call it a living wage. You know, instead of a minimum wage, we should be aspiring for a living wage. Well, no, that's not what minimum wage is for. Minimum wage is so you won't starve to death in the time it takes you to work there at that minimum salary to maybe better yourself and move on to something bigger and better. That's what minimum wage is for. It is entry-level employment. Sorry. That's what capitalism is all about. Capitalism is all about making yourself and the people around you better. Providing a good or service that your fellow man is willing to pay for. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Gettner Drummond making a move to stop Iona from getting a smelting facility for aluminum. Why? That's next on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I think it was Marco Rubio the other day that said the only thing worse than a communist is a dumb communist. And he's right. Okay. A communist wants to take all of your money and give it to the state. A dumb communist wants to take all of your money, waste it, and not give it to anybody or anything. You worked hard for your money, and you want your money to now work hard for you. And the man can help you do that is Michael McGuire. Michael McGuire's been doing the McGuire Capital thing now for, well, here's the thing about Michael and I. When I sat down to talk to him, we found out both our grandfathers were in the oil business. We also found out that we've been doing what we've been doing since we were 14. And so now we have a lot of practice doing what we're doing. Me talking to you right here and him helping to take your money and make more money with it from McGuire Capital. Give him a call, 405-760-5863. He'll sit down, talk things over with you. Yeah, I know if you have a 401k or an IRA, but maybe there's an answer that'll give you even, that will yield even more money from one of those accounts that you can roll it into. McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th in downtown Bethany, 405-760-5863.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for cloudy skies tonight. We're going to drop all the way down to 63 for tonight's low. No, that's an 8. All right, yeah, can't. 68 for tonight's low. And then we will see tomorrow a 20% chance of rain with partly cloudy skies, high 88. Then into Friday, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, high of 89. Some rain expected by Saturday. It is 81 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond filed a petition in Rogers County District Court on Tuesday seeking to stop the development of a proposed aluminum smelting facility in Inola. The project, known as the Oklahoma Primary Aluminum, would become the largest primary aluminum production facility ever built in the United States, with an anticipated annual production capacity exceeding 750,000 metric tons of aluminum. According to officials, the venture is led by Emirates Global Aluminum, which is a state-owned enterprise of United Arab Emirates and holds a 60% controlling stake in the project, while Century Aluminum, a Chicago-based company, owns the remaining 40% interest. Attorney General Drummond argues that a complex would pose significant environmental and economic risks to the state as primary aluminum smelting is considered one of the most energy-intensive industry processes, consuming significant amounts of electricity and water, and generating hazardous waste streams while threatening Oklahoma's agriculture, including the cattle industry. You've only known about this now for a year, Gettner Drummond. We learned about this possibility a little over a year ago. Why are you acting now? How many days before the primary? Inola residents have been voicing their concerns about the project for months. The proposed smelter would occupy 350 acres along the Verdigris River. It's expected to require more than 1,000 megawatts of continuous electricity. Yeah, but it's going to get it from the Mid-America power plant just down the street. The petition argues that the increased demand for energy could threaten electric reliability and affordability for Oklahoma customers. Could doesn't mean it will. The project, and by the way, this is also a rural part of Oklahoma. So if Mid-America can generate the power, this smelting facility should be able to buy the power. The project is said to have attracted substantial public investment. In 2025, the U.S. Department of Energy selected Century Aluminum to receive a grant of around $500 million to support the construction of the facility, while state lawmakers included their own subsidies with $255 million in incentives. And that's because it's going to be good for our state. It's going to be good for our tax base. It's going to be good for our unemployment rate. It's going to be good for the community of Inola. They're all going to have jobs. So again, my question is, why would Attorney General Gettner Drummond be sticking his nose in this project? It doesn't have anything to do with the Oklahoma Constitution. It has nothing to do with anything legal. There isn't some sort of lawsuit that he needs to help serve or resolve. He's trying to stop the project for what he says are environmental problems. I didn't know it was the Attorney General's job to worry about environmental problems. Now, I will tell you what I think is going on here. To win the governorship in Oklahoma, everybody got to know your name. Everybody got to know who you are. You can't be just very, very popular in Tulsa and not Oklahoma City. And vice versa. And you also need to pick up the rural vote. Attorney General Gettner Drummond, I am convinced. The only reason he ran for Attorney General and won was because he had his eyes on the governor's race. And in the meantime, he would have his eyes on just about every headline he could get his hands on by ruling or not ruling on various controversial court cases. And I think he's sticking his nose in this because he's trying to appease or at least get the attention of the people of Iona who don't want this thing coming into their city. There's a lot of people in Iona that don't want it there. Oh, it's going to destroy our small town. It's going to destroy our small Iona, it's not a bad part of the state. It's a charming part of the state, but it's not like you have a beautiful landscape that is going to be destroyed. It's not like you have a historic downtown that's being threatened. It's not like you have a Native American property that's going to be swallowed up by this. This is going to make Iona one of the more profitable and well-known parts of the state. Don't be afraid to grow. Anyway, I think Gettner Drummond is trying to please these people. See what I'm doing? I don't think he has any gains. I don't think he has any realistic idea that it's going to go very far. And he just wants his name in the paper again. That's what I'm thinking. But I am crazy that way. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. State Supreme Court heard an argument for the elimination and or phasing out of property taxes. That coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. My great niece and nephews, I have to constantly explain to them when we're watching maybe an old TV show that, yeah, that was back when you didn't have cell phones. You had to go find a phone and actually use it. Yeah. And if you're there with me, then you probably were born on or about 1961. Yeah, you remember dial phones. You remember not being able to pick up a phone and call whoever you wanted or have them call you or have junk calls call you like the people pestering you about Medicare. Whether it's the phone call itself or email or text, it can be confusing. And that's why I'm here to tell you about Well Preserved Advisory Group. Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. That's the best call you'll make, and you don't have to be new to Medicare either. The team at Well Preserved will put together a plan that'll work for you and work well for you, and then you're worry-free. Again, call the Well Preserved team, 405-848-5790.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
In Oklahoma politics, there's a lot of folks wandering around looking for a title. When it comes to getting real work done, you go Kevin West for Labor Commissioner.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on job sites, actually doing the work, not just talking about it.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs. Defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on June 16th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door. And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's Eric Erickson in Oklahoma City. I'm coming to see you in 2 weeks. Looking forward to it. But right now, we got a lot of news to cover this week. The world continues to be insane. The situation in Iran continues to fester. And my job is to get you through the headlines and all the breaking news right here on Freedom 96.9. And I will take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy tonight, 20% chance of rain, low 68. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, high 83. Into Friday, cloudy, 20% chance of rain, high 70. 80% chance of rain moving in by Saturday, and a high of 79. 81 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And Lee Matthews with the drive, 405-608-4377. Yukon residents are wanting to recall their mayor over the data center that is coming into that community. What do you think? And why would Attorney General Gettner Drummond be sticking his nose in something going on in Iona? 405-608-4377. Will in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. Guns for everybody. What's on your mind?
Well, this Gettner Drummond thing, I read that he was suing because the fact that 60% of the ownership would be foreign interest.
That's what the story says.
Yeah, I don't know how you would verify that or know that otherwise.
Let's see. The company, I think he knows what the company is, and the company's in a partnership. But I mean, this is something that I don't see the problem there. We have a lot of companies that have foreign ownership that are doing business here in Oklahoma.
True.
I mean, is that a problem?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the whole Chinese buying up all the land to grow marijuana stuff is,
yeah,
I mean,
that's different.
You know,
that's
the height of everybody's attention.
Yeah, but that's the Communist Party, you see. That's a whole different aspect of it.
I think that's the hiccup, though. Like, he's trying to hone in on that
aspect, or
paint it that way. That's the way I see it.
Okay. Yeah. Why would,
whether that's true or not, I don't
why
know.
Would a company from the United Arab Emirates want to build a smelting plant in Oklahoma?
I don't know.
When they could probably build it in United Arab Emirates. Well, that's where I would say, yeah, but it's not going to benefit the United Arab Emirates people. It's going to be. And I'm wondering as well, is this somehow tied into some sort of deal made with the Department of Energy?
A good question.
You see, United Arab Emirates, they were going to join, you know, is this how we got them to agree with us on our Middle Eastern policy and the Abraham Accords and all that, paying them back by allowing them to build an ammonia plant, aluminum plant in Oklahoma.
Aluminum,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, you really can't have it both ways. This is the thing, Will. This is the thing. Somewhere, somebody has got to figure out, you know, there's ups and downs for everything, okay? If we had said, I don't want to learn how to fly, it's too high, it's too expensive, and it's going to make our clouds smell like gasoline, we would not have progressed and learned to fly.
Right. You know? Right.
I don't want to go to the moon, it's going to be too far. I mean, come on. If we don't take opportunity when it's coming our way... Now, yeah, you could sit back and say, oh, this could happen or that could happen. But, I mean, that's what we have the EPA for, to worry about the environment. And then we have other things to worry about, you know, the tax base and what have you.
True. Hmm. Of course, the EPA can go too far, too. But
oh, they can. But I don't think they will under Lee Zeldin.
Subject.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like Gettner sues at the drop of a hat. And,
well, he does.
And this whole boxing match back and forth with the governor just gets real old, and if that's the model that he does and is going to want to be governor, I don't appreciate that kind of attitude and that thing as a leader.
When he becomes governor, when he becomes governor, will he go after his political enemies like that?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Will it be nonstop lawsuits? Huh, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. Like, I'm done with that kind of drama, and nobody needs that. So what's the next candidate thing?
Well, and then for me, a lot of it also has to do with, okay, I've seen Gettner Drummond make decisions not necessarily made based upon, okay, what is the most constitutional and least constitutional, or what is going to get me the most notice in the news cycle.
Yes, that's what it feels like for certain.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree.
And, you know,
that's all I had. I just,
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you called.
Saw the article and thought, well, that seems like the attempt to tie it to maybe this foreign land ownership thing.
Or provide a solution for a problem that doesn't exist.
Perhaps, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay, it would be one thing if the people of Iona came to Gettner Drummond and said, is there anything legal we can do to stop this from coming? But that hasn't even happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that hasn't even happened. I think Gettner Drummond is doing this on his own. Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
We've got plenty of other fish to fry than to
I would
like
think.
That, I would think.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
All right, Dan.
Thanks a lot, Will.
No problem.
In Oklahoma City on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Stephen writes, Lee, the United States Army installations are not referenced as bases. Army installations are forts, posts, armories, and so on. Fort Sill, Fort Supply, Fort Hood, Fort Benning, Fort Bliss, Fort Collins, and so forth. The other armed forces of the United States have bases. I learned this when I first entered the military, when I was in residence at Snow Hall, when a full colonel was educating a new second lieutenant, not me, as to the designation of the United States military installations. Stephen, I stand corrected, and thank you for writing in. I always think in terms of Air Force base, because I had so many family members that were in the Air Force, and where they lived was such and such base, whether that was Barksdale Base or Eglin Base or or so on and so forth. So thanks a lot. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. State Supreme Court heard oral arguments on getting rid of the property taxes. What effect will that have? Coming up on Freedom 96.9, your calls to 405-608-4377 and Lee Matthews with The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Donald Trump says he urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to scale back military action against Hezbollah in Lebanon during a tense phone call. Trump confirmed he was frustrated by continued fighting and pushed for a halt to the conflict. The call came as Iran suspended talks with U.S. negotiators. A partial ceasefire has since been brokered, though tensions remain high along the Israeli-Lebanon border. A Republican-drawn Alabama congressional map is getting the green light from the U.S. Supreme Court.
In a ruling released late Tuesday, the court overruled a three-judge panel that said the map likely discriminates against black voters. The map, which will be used in the upcoming midterms, allows the state to void a majority black district. Republicans and Democrats have been in a race to redraw congressional maps across the country to try and pick up as many seats as possible in November's midterms. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. You hear the phrase tort reform all the time. Politicians say it will stop frivolous lawsuits and lower costs for everyone. Sounds reasonable, right? But here's what the tort reform actually does in many cases. It limits what a jury can award to someone who's been seriously injured. Imagine a child suffers a brain injury because of medical negligence. The jury hears the evidence and decides what that harm is worth. But under many tort reform laws, the legislature steps in afterwards and says, sorry, that's too much. We're cutting it. That's not the jury system our forefathers envisioned. Supporters say tort reform protects businesses. Critics say it protects bad behavior by reducing accountability. And here's the irony. In states that pass strict tort reform, studies often show insurance premiums don't drop the way people were promised. So the real debate isn't about frivolous lawsuits. It's about this question. Who should decide the value of justice? Citizens on a jury or politicians at the state capitol?
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. The White House has nominated two Oklahoma attorneys to serve as U.S. attorneys in the state. Christopher Nassar was selected for the Northern District of Oklahoma, and Robert Trester was nominated for the Western District. Both appointments are for four-year terms and now await Senate confirmation. Ground has officially been broken on Oklahoma City's new $121 million MAPS 4 multipurpose stadium as of earlier this week. The stadium is expected to host professional soccer and spring football beginning in 2028. The venue reportedly will host teams from the USL and UFL and is expected to become a major addition to the city's growing sports landscape, with construction scheduled to be completed in 2028. Well, as college costs continue to rise, more students are considering careers in the skilled trades after graduation. Industry leaders say fields like HVAC, plumbing, and electrical work offer strong earning potential and often require apprenticeships or technical training rather than a four-year degree. Local tradespeople say interest in trade careers has grown significantly, especially among younger workers. Employees say a wave of upcoming retirements is creating long-term opportunities for the next generation of skilled trades workers. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, We must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands. To create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Our own Mark Wayne Mullen held his own in a congressional committee meeting earlier today. I've got highlights coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive continuing in 30 seconds.
Freedom
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast this afternoon. Expect a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms possible. It will feel humid with a high of 84. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies and continued humidity with a low of 67. Tomorrow will feature varying cloud cover and the chance of a strong thunderstorm, remaining humid. Expect breezy conditions in the afternoon as temperatures reach up to 84. Moving into Friday, anticipate some sunshine peeking through the clouds along with breezy and muggy conditions. There may be a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm with the high around 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
We would like to hear what Adam Wyden and Jeffrey Epstein talked about. Your son's largest investment position was Rick's Cabaret. So did your son and Jeffrey Epstein talk about pole dancing as he begged him for money using your limited credibility?
That is Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent going off on Senator Wyden, I think is his name, in a committee meeting earlier today. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation, like Terry in Piedmont. Hi, Terry. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi. I was just calling about the smelter plant they're wanting to put, and you keep saying Iona, but I believe it's Inola.
Inola. Okay.
Yeah.
Inola.
That's up there just east of Tulsa.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Evidently, I don't know.
Well, I learned that a long time ago because my aunt's name was Iona.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well,
but anyway, I used to work at a place up north of Enid that they produce calcined petroleum coke, mm-hmm. which goes into making aluminum, steel, rebar, and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And their biggest customer is Alcoa.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm sure they'd be happy to be able to ship it that close to them instead of halfway across the country.
Well, yeah, I think that's the idea. I think that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's some people.
I don't know why anybody would be against it. It's just like if they wanted to double the size of a tanker or something, I'm sure they'd do everything they could to do that.
Yeah.
Instead of putting the stops on it.
I understand when small towns are a little bit reticent and don't want to lose their small town appeal, but I don't, you know, this doesn't have to happen that way. And it can still be good for the economy and good for that part of the state.
Yeah, I think it'd be great for people there. The town would get a little bit bigger. People would probably drive instead of move there.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know.
Yeah, if you lived
until
in
it actually
if
happened.
You lived in Broken Arrow or Tulsa or Muskogee, it wouldn't be that far a drive.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. I mean, I used to drive about an hour to work every day.
Oh yeah.
And sometimes I was on call, so sometimes I made it 2-3 times a day.
For about 4 years, I lived in Springdale, Arkansas, and worked in Fort Smith, Arkansas. So I would drive, and it was 69 miles one way, and I would drive it twice a day.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do.
Yeah. And to me, that driving, it's just time to wind down for me.
It was for me, too. I mean, I don't want to get in a situation like that again because it was way too much wear and tear on my vehicle. You know, I ended up buying two vehicles when I probably didn't, you know, probably if I lived closer, I would have had to buy two vehicles.
Right.
Because I put so much miles on.
I wound up putting about $400,000 on this one.
Same here. I put 400,000 miles on a vehicle that probably shouldn't have gone 400,000 miles.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do that. I don't have a vehicle under 150,000 miles right now.
I put $300,000 to $400,000 on each vehicle I own. I just take care of them.
That's right.
Yeah.
You take care of them, they'll last forever.
They sure will.
My dad, he used to think that, oh, I got 100,000 miles on it. I got to trade it off.
Yeah.
I said, Dad, that's when their first tune-up is scheduled.
Well, and here's my thing. You know, I pay off the vehicle. A lot of people don't pay off their vehicles. They just keep a car payment. I don't. I pay off my vehicle, and I want to get the money back that I put into it in terms of where that vehicle's going to get me, whether it's on vacation or getting me business so I can go and get to that business. I look at it as a performing asset. I don't look at it as a luxury item.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's something that you have to get to where you need to go.
Yeah, yeah. It's a performing asset. It's an asset that helps you make money. Yeah. Terry,
it sure is.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Anyway, I got to go.
Yep.
Thank you.
Same here, and I'm glad you are listening in Oklahoma City on Freedom 96.9. What do you think of the smelting plant in Iona? And how members of Iona don't want, some of them don't want it. Yukon residents wanting to recall their mayor about a data center. And we'll get into the Supreme Court of Oklahoma talking about gradually reducing and actually eliminating property taxes. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Hey, way to go, Tulsa. Tulsa successfully over the weekend conducted the largest antique car rally and the largest antique car cruise in celebration of the 100th anniversary of Route 66. A lot of those cars were Chevys. A lot of those cars were Dodges. A lot of those cars were Chryslers. Why? Well, because they were built to last, and they're good old-fashioned American-made. And a lot of those cars have all been sold over the years by Frontier Auto Group. I'm Lee Matthews, Frontier Auto Group, family-oriented business right there on Route 66, and they've been on Route 66 as long as there's been a Route 66. If they don't have on the lot what you're looking for, you can get them model color features within 24 hours. And they're the number one auto dealer in Canadian County. Why? Because they're honest, they're family-oriented, and they've been there long enough to have a reputation that precedes them. 405-262-3355. You'll love the short drive to El Reno. Why not take Route 66 for old time's sake to Frontier Motors, frontiermotor.net.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are gonna love what you see.
We're talking about news and opinions from DC to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of rain, low 68. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, and a high of 83. Tomorrow night, 74 the low. Into Friday, cloudy, 20% chance of rain, high 70. Saturday, 80% chance of rain, high of 79. It's 81 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Like Kay in Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on, Kay.
Yes. I will say I would not vote Gentner Drummond for a dog catcher. So that's my opinion on that. And I think a whole lot less of it than that.
How did you arrive at that conclusion?
It was very hard to figure it out, really. You know, he looks like a shyster. Okay? but are you talking about Inola, Oklahoma?
Yes, Inola, yes. I was mispronouncing
Inola,
the name.
Yes, yes. I used to live in Tulsa. I mm-hmm. lived there about 25 years. That is a really a farming community, and yeah. they have a lot of Amish farms there.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of them. My uncle used to live there, and he had a big farm, and so I'm familiar with the area. I don't know why there's an issue with, I guess our governor is getting his name out there to be the savior of anybody that's out there needing help.
Yeah, because a few Inola residents are concerned about this smelting plant coming to Inola. I don't think they have anything to worry about because there's plenty of property that is available. There's plenty of proximity to the railroad tracks, proximity to the shipping channel, proximity to Highway 412. I don't think any Amish are going to be displaced because of this facility. I think they want to be as close to the water as they can be for their shipping concerns. So, and it's going to create, I want to say, around 5,800 jobs. It's going to be good for that part of the country. I don't think the Amish care one way or the other, as long as it's not taking their property. And you see a very symbiotic relationship just down in Pryor, where there's a huge Google server farm that is right there in this with an Amish cornfield right next to it.
Right. They've gotten some bad information, or he's given them bad information.
Yeah,
I don't know.
To me, it doesn't sound like something an attorney general would care about or need to care about. Unless there's something illegal going on. Unless this is a shady or illegal operation, or this company has been known to do it. But it isn't. Now, it's from the United Arab Emirates, but that tells me they're liquid. They're full of – the United Arab Emirates is one of the wealthiest countries on the planet.
Right. I agree. Yeah. I just don't – he is all over the place. He's everybody's savior all of a sudden, and he's just got to keep his name front and center.
I think that's what's going on here.
Anything little thing that comes up, he's going to get involved in.
And
I
think, if you want to win the governorship, you have got to be known statewide. I think that's why he ran for the attorney generalship, because just about everything he does is going to be all over the state. And I also think that's why he's doing this. He may not think, or he may be seeing some polling that shows his name is weak over in the Tulsa area.
Well, maybe they don't like him like we do.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But anyway, that's just my opinion. I'm not voting for the guy, and I sincerely hope Oklahoma wakes up.
I haven't heard him give me a platform of items that I care about.
Me either.
Okay. I was in the military. Well, congratulations. Thank you for your service. You were in the military. You're not now. Okay, you served as attorney general. Fine. I agreed with some of your decisions, and I disagreed with a lot of your decisions.
Yeah, I pray to God that he doesn't get it. I'm sorry, but
What are you going to do about data centers?
I don't even like to look at him.
What are you going to do about data centers? What are you going to do about the future of Oklahoma? What are you going to do about how tariffs are going to affect our oil industry? What are you going to do about inflation? What are you going to do about the mental health crisis we have? What about the homeless crisis we have? What are your plans for all of that? Any? Because if you have, you've not expressed them.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah.
But I thank you for your time. I love your show.
Thank you, Kay.
I love
you for listening to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Rudy writes, Lee, the same people calling for a $20 minimum wage are also the same ones that will complain their burrito is over $20. You're right. Scott writes, the goal is not to trigger the leftists. The goal is to save America, which coincidentally somehow triggers the leftists. I like it. Thanks for the thanks for writing in, Scott. On Freedom 96.9, you can do the same. L. Matthews at freedom969.com. 405-608-4377 on the drive. So Jill Biden thought her husband Joe was having a stroke in the final debate. Did she rush him to a hospital? Did she call an ambulance? No. She put him on stage at the Waffle House and told him what a great job he had been doing. Joe Biden always talked about building back better. But if I'm going to build back better, it's not going to be with the help of Joe Biden. It's going to be the help of someone who's much more qualified, like McRoof, McRoof.us. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. And rather than repeating the past failures like Joe Biden did, McRoof will fortify your roof and make it better to handle whatever Oklahoma weather can throw at it. And this time, the insurance carriers may not be so willing to completely replace your roof. So if you had some hail, or even if your neighbor had some hail, you probably needed an inspection, absolutely free, with the drone equipment to pinpoint exactly what needs to be done and how it needs to be done from McRoof, McRoof.us. 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663. Really build back better with McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
Guns, guns, guns! Claude Hall's original OKC Gun Show is this weekend, June 6th and 7th at the OKC Fairgrounds. Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4, wall-to-wall guns and ammo. For more information, visit our website at OKCGunShow.com.
In Oklahoma, we take our barbecue seriously. At Swadley's, it's been that way since 1998. Slow-smoking meats for hours and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue, made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
Attention candidates. Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma City's only FM conservative news talk and an excellent and efficient way to reach Oklahoma voters. Advertise for the June 16th primary. Get the vote out. Call 405-456-0760.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Jill Biden got on TV in the year 2026 and said she had never once seen that man before or after the debate as out of it, and goes on to say she thought he had a stroke. There's only one small problem with her "I thought he had a stroke" defense, because she's trying to make the case that her husband's still with it and she's not guilty of anything.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Got
Freedom 96.9, accurate forecast, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tonight, low 68. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tomorrow, high 89. Tomorrow night, down to 70 for the low. Friday, cloudy, 20% chance of rain and a high of 70. Saturday, 80% chance of rain, high 79. 81 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews with the drive. Howard is in Watonga. Thank you for hanging on, Howard.
Yeah, hey, Liberty Lee, I totally agree with your last caller. Gettner Drummond, he's got a lot of money for, you know, TV-like ads to make him look good. But I have no idea what the guy stands for other than, you know, I don't hear his plan. I mean, he's got a ton of money for advertising.
I don't either.
But I don't know what he's, you know. I think I'm going to go and look at some other candidates besides him. As far as the Jill Biden thing is concerned, I totally agree with you on that. She did not care, not one instance mm-hmm. about her husband, because her family had, you know, raked in millions and millions of dollars off of, you know, one scam after another, especially during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And if she was so concerned about her husband, they wouldn't have wheeled him out there like the week in the Bernie's to try to answer some questions after they pumped him full of drugs for, you know, a half hour at a time. He couldn't even do a half-hour press conference. He never answered any questions.
Oh, no. No.
You know, I mean, it's a joke. There's no comparison between the amount. I mean, for leftist commie Marxists to even suggest that there's an issue with Trump's cognitive abilities is an absolute laughable joke.
It is.
Joke.
When you see that Trump opens up his cabinet meetings to the press, opens up
yep.
intimate meetings with foreign dignitaries to the press, has no
yes.
problem stopping before he goes out to the helicopter to take a few questions. And it doesn't,
yes.
and he, nobody trips him up.
Trump thinks better on his feet.
I think he does. He knows that.
Yep.
And I think all of those that were handling him in his first term, he got rid of. And he's the one calling the shots. He's the one, yes, I will do this. No, I won't do that. And I'm going to stop here and take a couple questions. That's not a good idea, Mr. President. I don't care what you think.
Exactly. he really is his own man. And he doesn't bow to the political pressure, and he can't be bought off.
Look how high he has set the bar for a modern presidency. All right, now let's just unplug all of the things that he wants to do for the economy, for foreign relations, and for the domestic security of the United States. You know, all
yep.
the things he's supposed to. All right, look at all the things he's building. Look at all the capital improvements he's made just to the city of Washington, D.C.
You know, and then the Dems fight him on everything. It's unbelievable. I mean, even they let Jimmy Carter and various other Reagan, you know, at least make some modifications or, you know, spend some money on the Capitol Mall to make it better.
Yeah. Then he lets the press go anywhere he goes. He talks to them anywhere he goes, even if he's just walking
yes.
through the airplane and starts an impromptu press conference.
Yes.
To the point where the press corps is complaining. We don't want to go on Air Force One because you don't get any sleep. Trump is wandering around the cabin, and he could make news at any minute, and you have to stay up and take notes. You can't just curl up and go to sleep. So, I mean, the press is complaining that the man never gives them any rest.
Oh, and by the way, you know Trump eats meat. You know, he's a meat guy like the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know, because beef is good for you, guys.
So, I mean, any president that can't do that, that can't keep up with what Trump has done, is going to be seen as weaker. Nobody's going to be able to come up to this level ever again, I think.
No, he's set the bar so high.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how we're going to look for a better president. But, well, Erickson was beating up on him today about, you know, the supposedly the wishy-washiness with the war with Iran. And, you know, thinking that we should have started bombing them last week and just get this stuff over with, and that the American press corps was in cahoots with Iran trying to basically run cover for them.
Well, they were, but that's because they don't have anywhere to go other than Trump's bad, Trump's orange, Trump's not good.
They've been like that forever.
Yeah,
They used to be the darling of the legacy press until he became the president.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No,
when he was in New York or something.
I honestly think Erickson sometimes on purpose will find something to pick on Trump about just so he can say, see, I'm an independent thinker. I'm not following with the rest of the crowd.
Yeah. He does that. He nitpicks at him. He's a good political analyst, though, but he does nitpick. But, all good stuff. And Gettner Drummond, I don't know. I don't know what the heck the guy stands for. I know he's the attorney general and all that, but at the end of the day, I'm going to look at the other candidates. I appreciate educating. He's got a lot of good TV ads that are slick, and that's all fine and dandy. But
I want to know what his plan is. I want to know what his plan is. Thanks a lot for calling.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A rollover crash slowed traffic on I-40 in Oklahoma City Tuesday afternoon. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The candidates are set for the only New Jersey House race this fall that will not feature an incumbent.
That's New Jersey's 12th congressional district. Democrat Bonnie Watson Coleman is retiring. NBC News projects Democrats in the Central Jersey 12th nominated plastic surgeon and former combat surgeon Adam Hamaway. Hamaway, who's been critical of Israel's war in Gaza, had the support of Bernie Sanders and AOC, though Dr. Hamaway is not a democratic socialist like they are. Hamaway figures to be the favorite in November over Republican Greg Mealy, a lawyer who's run more than once and was unopposed Tuesday. Democrats outnumber Republicans in the 12th by more than 2-1. I'm Andrew Whitman.
An experimental drug is nearly doubling the survival rate of people with advanced pancreatic cancer.
A new study out in the New England Journal of Medicine found that patients with spreading pancreatic cancer who took Durixenricib reduced their risk of dying by 60% if they had previously had treatment. Dr. Catherine Free from Pancreatic Cancer UK says the drug could be a game changer for many.
Pancreatic cancer is a very aggressive cancer, and over half of people die within 3 months of diagnosis.
When the news was announced at a doctor's conference, it was greeted with a standing ovation. I'm Michael Kastner.
Officials in Norfolk, Virginia are investigating after several marine animals washed up dead on Virginia beaches.
The Virginia Aquarium says two dolphins and three turtles washed up dead on Ocean View beaches. The animals were found last week, but officials with the aquarium say it's not unusual to see dead marine animals wash up on shore. They say the stranding response team's busiest months are usually May and June, and Ocean View is one of the most common beaches to see animals stranded. And they report this latest incident show no indication of abnormal stranding activity. The dead animals were disposed of with the help from both the stranding response team and the city of Norfolk. I'm Rose Sia Rivera.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A rollover crash slowed traffic on I-40 in Oklahoma City yesterday afternoon, with the crash occurring around 4 p.m. in the westbound lanes near Portland, where a sedan ended up overturned on the shoulder. OKC firefighters said no one was injured, but drivers did experience delays in both directions while crews responded. No additional details have been shared, and the investigation continues. A homeowner in Tulsa is not expected to face charges after shooting a man accused of breaking into his residence on June 1st. Police say 47-year-old Alvin Basham kicked in the front door and refused to leave, later found suffering from a gunshot wound after fleeing the scene. Investigators say Basham resisted arrest and assaulted officers and a canine during the encounter. He's now facing multiple complaints as the case continues.
An early morning fire in the 600 block of North Davis was largely contained by the building's sprinkler system. Oklahoma City Fire Department crews responded Tuesday morning and extinguished a remaining hot spot. Several residents have been temporarily displaced while the building was cleared, but no injuries have been reported. Damage is estimated to be over $25,000. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Don't miss the Summer Savings Sales event going on now at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews with the hottest deals on the coolest guns and gear, like the Springfield Armory Echelon 9mm Gear Up Package. Four magazines, a range bag, and green dot optic, all just $699.99. Grab the new Springfield Kuna 9mm, $1049.99. And for a limited time, get a free Springfield XDM Elite Pistol with the purchase of select Springfield Model 2020 rifles. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Is California becoming more conservative? The results of their primary seem to indicate it. I'll have more as the drive continues in 30 seconds. Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. This afternoon, expect a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms possible. It will feel humid with a high of 84. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies and continued humidity with a low of 67. Tomorrow will feature varying cloud cover and the chance of a strong thunderstorm, remaining humid. Expect breezy conditions in the afternoon as temperatures reach up to 84. Moving into Friday, anticipate some sunshine peeking through the clouds along with breezy and muggy conditions. There may be a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm with the high around 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like Concert in the Park, Rodeo, Liberty Sprint, Car Show, Liberty Fest Parade hosted by Freedom 96.9, and the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of things at the old Topic Buffet. You can come up to that and take your pick or bring something of your own. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Started out the afternoon talking about UConn residents mad at their mayor and talking about recalling him in regards to the data center that is supposed to be coming to that community. Piedmont as well is worried about data centers coming to their community. Attorney General Gettner Drummond is sticking his nose in the Ainoa aluminum smelter. And I'm wondering why. State Supreme Court heard an argument for the state question that gradually will remove property taxes. I'll tell you what that what the result of that was. Mark Wayne Mullen held his own in congressional committee meetings earlier today. And is California becoming more conservative? The results of their primary seem to think so. And your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address, freedom969.com, the website, and you can find me on Facebook and on X profiles as well. Tammy is in Shawnee. Thank you for hanging on, Tammy.
Hey, Lee. Guns for everybody.
Yes, and ammunition too.
That's right. Stockpiles. So I'm calling about Gettner Drummond.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I know for sure about the upcoming governor race is who I won't vote for, and that would be him.
And why?
Because he has done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He has no platform. He has not given us any indication what he stands for or what he would do. With that said, what he does do is stir up trouble. And my fear is that all these people that love Pioneer Woman and Ree Drummond are going to associate him with her because they're related through marriage. And I'm thinking he may get a ton of votes from women that and men.
Yeah. Oh, that's the Pioneer Woman's. That's the Pioneer Woman's brother-in-law or whatever.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to vote for. Oh, that's the Pioneer Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to put it out there that they are not in the same basket.
No.
And just because he's related to the Pioneer Woman does not make him a worthy candidate.
Now, I notice he has not used her in any of his advertising.
He doesn't have to. People know.
Okay.
People in Oklahoma know, especially people that have gone to, which I have not, nor do I care to, go up to the ranch and view everything and go into the Pioneer Woman kitchen and eat lunch there and blah, blah, blah. But there is the association by name.
Yeah.
And that alone, he doesn't have to say anything about it. It's just a given. And I just hope and pray that people don't go to the polls and say, oh, like you said, oh, that's her brother-in-law.
Yeah.
That, he's related to her, so he's got to be good because I love her.
By the way, true confessions here, and this may be a skeleton in the closet that I'm letting out. I have been to the, not to the ranch, I've driven by the ranch, but I've been in the little town and had lunch at the Mercantile twice. Because I have a mother who is a fan and a sister-in-law who is a fan. And, of course, when they came, oh, we got to go and see this. Oh, we got to. Okay, guys. All right. Let's go.
Right. And that's, you know, fair enough. I'm not saying anything negative about her by any stretch of the imagination. She's got all kinds of really cool cooking items and whatnot for sale. And I may or may not have purchased some of those. But I just...
I haven't.
To understand
I haven't.
Well, I have multiple daughter-in-laws and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. No, them. Lovely wife will find something. Hey, maybe we need this. No, we don't. No, we don't. We don't need that. I've got other things that will perform that service that are not pink and cherry blossom pink and apple blossom white. Okay?
Right. With that said, I do want to say that Mark Wayne Mullen is the man, and I am so proud that he is from Oklahoma, and he is a scrapper, and he is not going to back down to anybody, and that he is in the position he's in to support the United States, and there is nothing anybody could do to him to make him back down. He will stand firm.
He is holding his own quite well, and so did Marco Rubio today, and so did Bissent. They were all three in committee meetings, and they were not taking any Bravo Sierra, none whatsoever. And I wish they had Bravo Sierra buzzers on their desk that they could hit every time somebody was giving them a Bravo Sierra question. They go, that's another Bravo Sierra question, and I'll tell you why. Here's why.
Well, you know what? I wish Mark Wayne Mullen had a button that said, you want to take it outside?
Yeah.
Let's take it outside.
Let's go.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you for listening, Tammy and Shawnee on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Yesterday, Supreme Court justices heard oral arguments for the state question 843. Which would permanently end property taxes in 2029 if approved by voters. The initiative petition asks voters to amend the state to reduce property taxes for those with homestead exemptions and end them permanently. During the hearing, justices pressed attorneys on both sides of the argument. Attorney General Drummond moved to block proposed the measure was filed back in January and challenged by several Oklahoma homeowners, including school board members and undersheriffs and a retired teacher. Sky McNeil, executive director for career and technical education, is against the state question concerned about funding at the local level if property taxes were exempt. We're not talking about an enormous amount of people. These are people who've paid for their property. Most people don't pay for their property. But the people that do were smart with their money, frugal with their spending, and deserve to have this burden taken off of them once they have paid off their property. They should no longer be able to have to pay the government to use their property. And no, it's not just millionaires. It's a lot of mom and pops. Rob Standridge, attorney representing the argument, believes that a vote should go to the people. I think it should. When asked about where he stands with funding for schools and municipalities, he said the legislature is responsible ultimately for making sure everything is funded, so they're going to have to go back to work. That's as simple as it is. What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hello, Lee. This is Paul in Choctaw. How are you?
I'm good, Paul in Choctaw. Good to hear from you.
Good to be on. Thank you so much, Lee. You know, I'm going to this governor's race, and I'm going to tell you, no Drummond, no Keating, no Mazie, however you say his name. Jake Merrick is the guy. Drummond and Keating, they've had their legacy, and we see where that led, that we're in the position we are now. Mazie reminds me of an old undertaker that's sitting there, an old buzzard sitting on a highline wire somewhere. But Jake Merrick has got experience. He's young. He's a Christian man. He loves his country. I used to listen to his radio show. I loved it. And love to see Jake pull out in front and take this thing.
Well, Paul, you know what Jake also has? He has a platform. Here's what I want to do.
Yes. You're so right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm tired of the same old prunes hanging.
Well, and I like that I like to hear the platform out of any candidate, okay? And I know why they don't do it anymore. And I think I lost you, Paul. I'm sorry. There you are. You're back. I know why they do it, because you don't give your opponent something to attack. So if you don't give a platform, your opponent can't come back and say, "Oh, but my God, he wants this, and that's going to be horrible, and here's why." But I still,
I still think people want to know. Yes, they do, and that shows me that they live in fear, and they're not able to stand up and defend their position.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I mean, these guys are supposed to, they're wanting to lead. They're wanting to be our governor. I say no Drummond, no Keating. Absolutely. So, let's go, Jake. I love his platform. I love his calm demeanor, and he's not afraid.
If he does well, and I hope he does, because right now I'm leaning his way, and the reason I'm leaning his way is because of his platform. He's the only one brave enough to put out a platform. He doesn't appear to be running for office because he wants a job or wants some sort of retirement out of it. I think a lot of people run for office for that very reason. Other people run for office because they are a failure at everything else in life. So running for office is that's their job but he's not doing that. He genuinely wants to serve the people. So there's that, and his platform. So that's why I'm leaning his way. Now, it would be remarkable on many levels if he does well, because he hasn't spent a lot of money.
He is definitely the underdog, but my goodness, man, I would love to see, I just love to see some fresh air come into our state, and some honesty, some integrity, and, you know, somebody that's going to stand up and look the people in the eye and say, this is a big mess, but look, we're going to work together.
No, he is definitely authentic. He is very authentic. And, you know, there's a new movie out. I think it's called Obsession. It is a movie that I think was made for the ridiculous sum of like $500,000. The only publicity they gave this film, and the actors are nobodies, the writers are nobodies. The only publicity this film got was Facebook and other social media. And it is rocking the world of the movies. And you know why that is? The reason that is it's a genuine movie with an authentic script, authentic people in that movie. It's entertaining. It's not worried about being woke. It's not worried about how many minorities are in each frame or how many non-minorities are in each frame. It's authentic. So it succeeded. It succeeded because of its authenticity. Maybe Jake Merrick will too.
I hope so, Lee. Hey, brother, thank you so much for giving me a voice and giving our great state a voice. Love your program.
Well, I'm glad you're listening in, Paul, in Choctaw on Freedom 96.9. I'm glad I'm working at a radio station that believes in local and how important it is for there to be a local thumbprint and a nice big 100,000-watt signal that you can hear just about anywhere on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Summertime is here, and that means a lot of nice time out on the range. And if you are really home on the range, you head to H&H Shooting Sports to their indoor range. I'm Lee Matthews. Their hot deals are all on the coolest guns and gear this time of year. Right now, the Springfield Armory Echelon 9mm. They've got the Gear Up package, which includes the pistol, four magazines, because Mo Shots is Mo Betta, a range bag, and a Green Dot Optic, all for $699.99. Yeah, you can add the Green Dot Optic later on any gun you like, but it's kind of nice to have it come with, and that way you're all ready to go. Also, grab the Springfield Kuna 9mm for only $1049.99. And for a limited time, with the purchase of any Springfield Model 2020 rifle, you'll get a free Springfield XDM Elite pistol with that purchase. So two for one at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian. And as always, guns for everybody. They really do have them. Guns for everybody.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
In Oklahoma, we take our barbecue seriously. At Swadley's, it's been that way since 1998. Slow smoking meats for hours and serving every plate with Oklahoma hospitality. Some say we make the best barbecue in the state. We just say it's the only way we know how. Swadley's Barbecue, made by Oklahomans, loved by Oklahoma.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
I don't care if the Republican nominee for attorney general in Texas has five heads and no toes. I don't care. I don't care if he's purple. I don't care. So long as you're not a Marxist, I literally don't care. That's my rule. Just don't be a Marxist. Don't come after our rights.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
We're doing the job that Congress gave us the authority to do. And our men and women out there every single day is enforcing the laws. If you don't like the laws, you can change them. We're not picking and choosing which laws we enforce. We're simply enforcing the law. Period. Full stop.
And that is Mark Wayne Mullen earlier today defending his ICE officers and his Department of Homeland Security officers against a committee meeting that was trying to make it sound like they're making up their own laws as they go. And he said, no, you don't like our current immigration law? Then it's up to you to change it. You're the lawmaker here. And Mark Wayne Mullen, I don't know, because he was one of them. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Shane joining us in Oklahoma City. Hello, Shane.
Hey, Lee, how's it going, buddy?
Guns for everybody.
Absolutely. Hey, I just want to real quick echo that last caller you had. 1,000% Jake Merritt. 1,000%, you know. And I run across so many people that say, well, I really like Jake, but he can't win. Well, no, not with that attitude.
Not with that attitude, yeah.
If you really like him, go vote for him. Let's get him through the primary.
And the time, right, and, the time to get this, the time to vote for him is in the primary. Not, oh, let me wait and see if he makes it.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's now, yeah. You know, and here's the thing. If you like another guy, one of those other four goons, you know, chances are one of them are going to be around the second time around. And if that's who you want, you know, if that was choice B, then go vote for him then. And, you know, in the next one. But,
yeah,
you know, there's no reason not to support Jake. You know, like you said, he's the only one that's put a platform out there. You know, he's solid. There was some other knucklehead on Facebook the other day that came after him and said he was mismanaging campaign funds. I'm like, hold on. You're going to attack the only dude in the race that's not taking any PAC money, any
I was going to say, what campaign funds?
Is that the best you can do?
The man pays
finances?
Cash for everything, and it's his own cash.
That just goes to show you why I have no faith in the electorate. Yeah. They're woefully misinformed. But, yeah, 1,000% Jake Merritt. Gotta love him.
Well, if you were to judge it by Facebook responses and a lot of the buzz on social media, he's got the interest of a lot of people. Now,
I think he does. I think he's got some people's attention. You know, I just hope he gets there. And, you know, I know you said something about Maisie or somebody.
Maisie got the Trump. And that's what everybody was wrestling for.
I'm a Trumper. I like Trump. Blah, blah, blah. That's all they were saying.
Well, and that's the other thing. Yeah. Merrick has not mentioned Trump in anything that he said.
No.
You know, if you talk to Jake, he'll tell you there's a lot of stuff I disagree with Trump on, you know, so 100%, man.
But it doesn't, you know, he also knows it doesn't matter what Trump thinks. It only matters what the people of Oklahoma think. It doesn't matter what Trump wants to do for the people of Oklahoma. It matters what the governor's going to do for the people of Oklahoma.
And every time I hear Maisie talk, I hear Mr. Rogers. He sounds like Mr. Rogers from back in the day. I'm like, I ain't voting for that fool.
Somebody earlier compared him to an Undertaker, just sitting there waiting for you to die.
I think it was the last caller you had. I was like, no, that's what made me call. I was like, I got to tell him. He talks and he sounds just like Mr. Rogers. What a anyway, have a good day, Jake.
You too, Shane. Yeah, thank you for listening on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Hi, you were on the air. It's Lee Matthews. What's your name?
My name's Gil. Dog from Shawnee.
Hey, Gil. Good to hear from you, sir.
I want to weigh in on the property tax thing.
Yeah.
First time in my life I own a home. And the property are paid for. So anytime I mention that to somebody, oh, who's going to pay for the schools? Who's going to do this? Yeah. I've done my share. Somebody else's turn.
Amen. Amen. And you were smart with your money.
When we bought the home.
You were smart with your money. You were frugal with your spending. You were smart enough to pay off that home because you knew once you paid it off, it is yours. It is the biggest and most important investment anybody can make. And once you own it, nobody should be able to take that away from you, whether it's a property tax lien or anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We paid plenty of taxes on it when we bought it, and we paid it over and over and over. So if something was the major happen to us, our house is paid for, but we can't afford the property tax.
Yeah.
It's going to come up for auction eventually.
Well,
but that's not right.
No, that's not right at all. Now, I think we could exempt everybody who's paid for their property from property taxes, and it won't make a dent in in what we're spending on schools. In fact, I think we're already spending too much on schools. So maybe we need to look at that first. Let's look at how much and why we're spending so much on our schools, and then maybe not spend so much on our schools so that we can institute a 100% a 100% homestead exemption for property taxes. I'm not saying completely whack property taxes. I get it. And if we have to make up the shortfall, we've got plenty of room to do that with gas tax, because our gas tax are some of the lowest in the country. So, let's go in that direction and stop penalizing people for paying off their home.
Exactly. You're right about that gas tax.
Yeah.
When you drive to Texas on I-35, if you don't fill up an Ardmore, you're going to regret it once you cross that Texas line.
Yeah, and I get that, too. We don't have a lot of transportation costs, so we can price. That's why our gas is usually the cheapest in the nation. We don't have the transportation costs because we have a refinery in every region. So and that gives us more room for gas tax. We could add a little gas tax, and that would only tax people who drive. That would not tax the poor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Gil.
Like yes, sir. God bless.
Got to run, and I'm glad you're listening to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. California, are they becoming more conservative? Pay attention to their election.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says he still believes a deal with Iran could be reached despite renewed military tensions. Trump said the U.S. struck Iran hard and could do more if needed, but stressed he wants to avoid further loss of life.
The negotiation itself is going to be a well, actually.
His comments came after the U.S. and Iran exchanged missile fire over the Persian Gulf. The House has passed a war powers resolution seeking to halt the U.S. military action in Iran.
On this vote, the yeas are 215 and the nays are 208. The concurrent resolution is adopted.
The measure marks the first successful congressional rebuke of President Trump's handling of the conflict and now heads to the Senate. Wall Street closed lower.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 620 points. The S&P 500 fell 56 points. And the NASDAQ dropped 239 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled. And it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A rollover crash slowed traffic on I-40 in Oklahoma City yesterday afternoon, with the crash occurring around 4 p.m. in the westbound lanes near Portland, where a sedan ended up overturned on the shoulder. OKC firefighters said no one was injured, but drivers did experience delays in both directions while crews responded. No additional details have been shared, and the investigation continues. A homeowner in Tulsa is not expected to face charges after shooting a man accused of breaking into his residence on June 1st. Police say 47-year-old Alvin Basham kicked in the front door and refused to leave, later found suffering from a gunshot wound after fleeing the scene. Investigators say Basham resisted arrest and assaulted officers and a canine during the encounter. He's now facing multiple complaints as the case continues. An early morning fire in the 600 block of North Davis was largely contained by the building's sprinkler system. Oklahoma City Fire Department crews responded Tuesday morning and extinguished a remaining hotspot. Several residents have been temporarily displaced while the building was cleared, but no injuries have been reported. Damage is estimated to be over $25,000. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Are you eligible for the senior discount when you get into the state parks? Are you eligible for the senior discount when you go to eat at some eating out places? Are you eligible for Medicare? Well, then I know you were born in 1961, and I also know this. You're probably getting a lot of phone calls, emails, texts from people trying to get you to sign up through them for Medicare. Now, you don't want to go, and even the Oklahoma Insurance Agency advises this, you don't want to go with somebody who's from out of state. You really want to talk to somebody who's here in Oklahoma, knows Oklahoma Sooner Care and what have you, and they can make sure you're signed up and ready to go to get everything you have coming to you. That person is Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Best call you'll make all summer long. To get the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group to work for you, to come up with a plan that will work for you, no matter what your physical condition, your financial condition, or your mental condition, for that matter. I mean, you know, it can drive you crazy dealing with the government these days. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. You're eligible.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Psalms 46, verse 1. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. We believe in being prepared, protected, and ready. You've heard me talk about Coolest firearms before. You know, those awesome AR platforms and PDWs and rifles that are precision built and made in Oklahoma with outstanding fit, finish, and reliability. We've just received 12 brand new Coolest models in different configurations, chambered in 5.56 and 300 blackout. Some also come with suppressors. The newest models have seen a price increase, but we can still sell our in-stock previous models at the old pricing while supplies last. Also, check out the Steyr Scout 2 in 308, the ultimate scout rifle initially designed by firearms guru Colonel Jeff Cooper, and the iconic Steyr AUG is also in stock too. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public from 8:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Saturday. Also, visit copsgunshop.net anytime, day or night. Cops Gun Shop. Live safe, live smart, keep praying, and the world is always a better place with a gun in your hand.
Scampelli of CBS learned what Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, and Matt Lauer all now know. No one is bigger than the brand. Coming up, the details. Oh, and was it done on purpose? Lee Matthews and the Drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast this afternoon. Expect a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms possible. It will feel humid with a high of 84. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies and continued humidity with a low of 67. Tomorrow will feature varying cloud cover and the chance of a strong thunderstorm, remaining humid. Expect breezy conditions in the afternoon as temperatures reach up to 84. Moving into Friday, anticipate some sunshine peeking through the clouds along with breezy and muggy conditions. There may be a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm with the high around 82. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
The Vice President of the United States was there, and he wasn't confirmed by us, and he was elected by the American people. Okay? He is the second in line of the presidency of the United States. He was president. Mr. Witkoff is the president's envoy for negotiation for peace deals. Mr. Kushner is a private citizen that serves as an advisor on these functions. They were the team that we sent to Pakistan. I was not at a party. Where I was is next to the president.
And that was Marco Rubio not taking any crap from members of the committee who were trying to make it seem like while the president and his team were trying to negotiate peace with Iran and Pakistan, that Marco Rubio was out partying somewhere. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Yukon residents wanting to recall their mayor over a data center. What do you think? Why would Attorney General Gettner Drummond be sticking his nose in something going on in Iowa? The smelting plant I'm talking about. And Supreme Court heard oral arguments to slowly phase out property taxes. Your thoughts on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. By the way, I have been keeping an eye on this just because I'm interested in what's going on with California voters. Reality television personality Spencer Pratt appears to be on track to get over that key hurdle in Los Angeles in the mayoral race. He led this Karen Bass is the mayor that he is up against, and they will now be going into a runoff to then go further into the general election in California. Pratt's a first-time candidate known for his MTV reality show The Hills. He was running in second place as of Wednesday morning, but he was relentlessly hammering Bass on issues that have long plagued the city, like the fire recovery, homelessness, crime, and he holds Bass personally responsible. You see what I mean by laying the argument at the feet of your opponent? She can't lay it at him because he wasn't in power. And you can't be afraid to lay the argument at the feet of your opponent. A lot of Republicans are. And then I see that in the governor's race for California, the one-time British political strategist turned American conservative commentator and former Fox Channel news host Steve Hilton is going to be going up against Javier Becerra in that general election. So, again, conservatives doing better in California than they ever have before. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Randy writes, Lee, the number of open jobs in the U.S. economy jumped to 7.6 million in April. Layoffs declined. Evidence of how demand for workers has intensified. At the end of April, there were just over 7.6 million open positions, up from about 6.9 million at the end of March, according to the Labor Department's monthly report on job openings and labor turnover. This is the largest number of job vacancies in 2 years. In the manufacturing sector, jobs opened up from 474 up 24,000 the previous month and 98 from a year ago. What this means is the economy is getting stronger, no matter what the left is trying to say or do. And Randy, you're right. There are more available jobs because manufacturing is increasing in the United States. We're starting to build things again. Building back better, as Trump would say. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Hey.
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Good to hear from you. Where are you?
Oh, I'm out near Jones.
All right. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Well, I have a question for you. I'm somewhat curious as to how and who sets the millage rate for the determination of how much you pay per thousand on your property taxes. Are you knowledgeable about that?
Not as much as I should be.
Well, it varies.
Yeah.
From district to area to area, and it seems to be going up all the time as well. So, you know, property taxes are almost getting prohibitive. You almost can't afford to live in certain places.
Yeah.
Property taxes, especially if you're on a fixed income or approaching retirement such as that. But just curious, had never had an opportunity to ask anyone. But you might
Be a good choice. I mean, I know we have a county excise board, and that is who sets the millage rate, and that's based upon their budgets submitted by local taxing jurisdictions, and direct voter approval is usually required for specific bond increases.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah, I knew bond issues.
Yeah, but the county excise board calculates and also finalizes the final annual millage levies for the county based on the budgetary needs of schools, cities, VOTEC centers, and debt service for whatever bonds are out there.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. I guess maybe that tells us why it keeps going up.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the county assessor is responsible for valuing the property, but has no authority in setting millage rates. I've had people call and say, I'm not voting for Larry Stein because he's got us set too high. Larry Stein doesn't set the tax rates. He only assesses the value.
Okay, that's good to know. And that, you know, that kind of, you know, goes on the market, you know.
Right,
it has to, really.
Right, I mean, okay.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, you get you're living in a nice neighborhood that's quiet and nobody bothers anybody, and your tax base is pretty low. And all of a sudden, a Walmart Supercenter pops up down the block, and now your property is more valuable than it was. Well, that's just the way the market goes.
Absolutely. And, if you want to sell, then that's a good thing.
Thing, right. And that's what we talked about a little bit about that yesterday when the argument was people don't want data centers coming to their town because it'll increase their property taxes, because it'll swallow up property, making what property that is left more valuable. Well, then if you can't afford the property taxes, then you're welcome to move elsewhere. Or in my case... In my case, it is, okay, pay for your property, and you should be able to get a 100% homestead exemption to where you won't have to pay any more property taxes.
Well, you won't get an argument from me.
Okay.
I think I paid my share in property taxes over the years, I'll tell you.
Oh, I know I have. And I resent it each year where I have to pay more, especially when my property is paid for. My wife was very smart with our money. And we are frugal spenders. We haven't taken a lot of triple-digit vacations. We haven't bought a lot of stuff that we didn't need. So we were able to pay that property off. And now, do you know how nice that is to wake up in the morning and know, okay, if I had to live in this house the rest of my life, I'd be good with that, and it would be my house.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you can pay your taxes, Lee.
Yeah. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. No, I will. I will.
Well, enjoy the show very much.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jackie. And if you're in Jones, you probably pay fewer taxes than someone in Edmond. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews. Simone writes, everybody keeps talking about the minimum wage, Lee, but I think a lot of these businesses have just got greedy. A hamburger that used to cost a couple of bucks before the pandemic is now $8 or more. They can charge whatever they want, but they ain't getting my money. I just stay home and cook. If enough people quit paying these crazy prices, maybe businesses will get the message. Well, Simone, that's where I am, but it wasn't because of expense. It was because I got to the point where I can cook this better than they can at home. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
This is Joe from Manchester.
Hi, Joe. Good to hear from you from Manchester.
Yeah. Agree with much of what you say, but I have to disagree with you on the data centers. You know,
okay.
the data centers are going to be just like the oil business. They're just going to be just like the wind farms and the solar farms and everything else. They promise us all this tax revenue, and, oh, guess what? After we get all this stuff going and installed, we got to have a tax break. We can't afford this. We're going to have to revalue. And guess what? The assessor does. And I move, and I wish everyone would go to their assessor and say, we're going to get rid of your job. There is no need for a county assessor because everything is appraised at the state level. All the county assessors do is take up space in the courthouse and bleed the taxpayer. It's all done at the state level.
No,
and it really does grind on me because my home's paid for, my homestead's paid for, and I have multiple parcels of agricultural land that's paid for. And you know why they go up 3% every year? Because the assessor says, because we can.
Yeah.
And I quote, because we can. And they have, the state has an insatiable appetite for revenue. And, you know, I'm out here in rural Oklahoma, and I love where I live. And I don't want no darn data center. I don't want any solar farm. And I have a solar array at my own home, and I don't want any of that for commercial. Put it near the cities, the people that's going to benefit from it. Put it in downtown Norman.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm going to vote for Jake Merrick. And between Manchester and Purcell, Oklahoma, 10 days ago, I'll bet we saw 50, at least 50 Jake Merrick signs planted in various people's yards.
Oh, that's good to know.
And,
yeah.
And we saw two for Charles McCall that were real small and none others.
Yeah.
So there's people that's going to vote for Jake Merrick that are sleepers. You don't hear about them.
Yep.
They're not vocal. But Jake's a good man, and, well, that's my 2 cents worth.
Well,
but I disagree with you. I disagree with you on the data centers. And hey, the aluminum smelter.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they put that on the Oklahoma River in Oklahoma City?
Well, it has to be. It needs to be navigable. It has to be where barges can get to it.
All it takes is money. The Corps of Engineers can dam it up. Yet. Come on.
I see what you're saying now.
All they're doing is with this outside money is ruining our rural way of life. And, you know, you don't have to have bukus of bucks to live a good life in Oklahoma.
No, you don't.
But
you don't.
But guess what? When you start bringing this kind of crap in and outside money, it destroys our way of life, and that's important to me.
Well, Joe, and I think the only thing you and I disagree about is, I mean, I believe that eventually they will figure out how to work around all the questions people have when it comes to data centers. But I also have no problem with a local municipality, a county, whatever it might be, having a list of rules. Okay, you want to build a data center? You need to tell us how you're going to handle the power challenge, how you're going to handle the water challenge, how you're going to handle the square footage, how you're going to handle property values and all that.
Please let me comment on that.
Yes, go ahead.
No, it shouldn't be up to some self-appointed board to decide it. It should be up to the people. And
yeah.
If the people voted against it, it ought to go.
Yes.
Go away.
Well, that's fine. I'm fine with that, too. Yeah, I'm fine with that, too.
And I'll tell you what, you know, I don't want a windmill on my place. I would do it for a livestock well,
mm-hmm.
but I'm talking about wind generation.
Yeah, no, I know what you
but
mean.
If I don't want one in my place, guess what? My neighbor across the road says, I'll take that money, and you can listen to that the rest of your life and have that red light blinking in your in your bedroom window all night long. I don't care because I don't live near it. And see, this is what people are not considering. The economic development is not conducive to a good way of life.
Now, you're out in Manchester in Grant County, and I haven't been out there in maybe 10 or 15 years. Do you have a lot of windmills around your property?
The eastern part, not around me, but the eastern part of the county has a boatload of them.
Okay.
And that wind farm extends on over into Kay County. And guess what? Blackwell Schools. This is about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't make their payroll because they were relying on the tax revenue from the wind farms to pay their school teachers. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
The wind farm says, oh, we're paying too much tax. So they got a break on, they filed for an exemption or reevaluation. So they didn't pay their taxes and they couldn't make payroll.
Wow.
That came from a guy that sat on the school board in Blackwell.
Yeah.
So, you know, this big money isn't all it's cracked up to be, man.
Well, Joe, I hope to shake your hand one day. Maybe one day when I'm wandering around Manchester doing some family treeing.
Well, one day you're going to find me in the cemetery. I'm getting old.
Okay.
I'm getting old. I'm 77. Going on 78.
Yeah, that's the old Woodman of the World Cemetery. I don't think they call it that anymore, but it used to be the Woodman of the World Cemetery, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it's IOF.
Yeah, okay.
International Order of the Odd Fellows, and guess what? They abandoned it and kept the minerals.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, more big business is what.
Yeah,
it
but
is.
I guess the county or the city owns that cemetery now. It's taken care of. The cemetery is care of.
It's a community donation.
Is it really?
It is.
Wow.
And, yes, it is. And this is what I'm getting at. Government will not take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make you promises, and I don't care who they are. They'll make you promises, and they can't follow through. They just want more money.
Yeah.
More money. But I don't believe Jake Merrick's that kind of guy.
No, he's not. He's not.
And I've known him for a couple of years, and I have a lot of confidence in his credibility.
Well, thank you, Joe. Glad you're listening out in Grant County.
And I got to make one more plug.
Go right ahead.
J.J. J.J. Humphreys for lieutenant governor.
Okay.
He's the man. He is. He's a good man. He's from Lane, Oklahoma. He's a farmer rancher, and he knows what's going on.
Again, Joe, thanks a lot for calling. I'm afraid I got to go. I love talking to you. I could talk to you all day. And the reason I know so much about Grant County and Manchester, Oklahoma, lovely wife's great-grandpa was in the land run over there. These many years ago. And so we went over there and spent a whole day wandering around the cemetery, and we finally found the plots of all of her ancestors that came to Oklahoma at the turn of the century when the land run was going on. So the lovely wife is more of a Sooner than I am. I'm Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. No, not all auto dealers are the same. It's Lee Matthews. Unfortunately, in this modern day and age of corporations and hedge funds, you have a lot of the what seemingly are local automobile dealers owned by big corporations that own several dealerships throughout the country. And like a lot of hedge funds that own equipment, they don't care what the productivity level is. They don't care what the customer service is. All they care about are numbers on a spreadsheet. And I'm telling you, it's different when it comes to Frontier Auto Group, because they're not owned by a big company. They're owned locally and have been for over 100 years, or at least as long as there's been a Route 66 for them to be upon, because that's how long they've been on Route 66 in El Reno. I'm Lee Matthews, a family-oriented business, and they still look you in the eye and shake your hand. But they have all the other modern conveniences, too. Web presence. In fact, if you have a car in mind, whether it's Chevrolet, Chrysler, Ram, Dodge, or Jeep, they can get it for you in whatever make and model and color you're looking for in 24 hours for a good old-fashioned test drive. They offer free tire rotations and battery checks, and they'll be there to service all the routine maintenance that you need. So give them a call or go by their El Reno office just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are, just off the Route 66 roundabout in El Reno's Auto Alley. 405-262-3355. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Conservative, Republican, endorsed by President Trump, Frank Lucas.
I hear over and over to fight and protect what matters most. So I stood with President Trump and championed the Save America Act to require proof of American citizenship, to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in our elections. And as a grandfather to three granddaughters, I oppose biological males from competing in women's sports. I'm Frank Lucas, and I approve this message. Because protecting elections and the integrity of women's sports in Oklahoma, well, we always protect what matters most.
Frank Lucas has worked with President Trump against the woke, radical, DEI-loving liberals who are trying to destroy our country. That's why President Trump has given Frank Lucas his
complete and total endorsement.
On Tuesday, June 16th, conservative, Republican, MAGA, Frank Lucas for Congress. Paid for by Lucas for Congress.
Why do we do vision correction? Why do I love what we do every single day? I get to help people see better than they ever have in their past.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
I had LASIK myself, one of the best decisions I ever made. It is the ability to just wake up and see. It's functional vision. It's not having to worry about the hassle of glasses and contacts, readers, bifocals. Nobody wants to get older. Nobody wants to not be able to see. Nobody loves blurry vision.
Well, it's absolutely changed my life to be able to just get out of bed and just start my day. I cannot recommend this enough. And my only regret is that I waited so long.
What people do love is being able to wake up, see, live their lives, go hunting, go fishing, go to the lakes, just enjoy life. And what's better than that?
If you want to see clearly without glasses, contacts, readers, or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are going to love what you see.
Attention candidates, Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma City's only FM conservative news talk and an excellent and efficient way to reach Oklahoma voters. Advertise for the June 16th primary. Get the vote out. Click on the Contact Us tab at freedom969.com.
celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I went to Starbucks, and I was tired of ordering the toasted coconut latte, and it was hot.
Could I have the tropical butterfly lemonade refresher?
And it said refreshing. I'm looking to be refreshed.
Was it refreshing?
So yes.
Do you feel refreshed?
Mark Thiessen is here. So Allison thinks it's the funniest thing she ever heard, but I enjoyed it.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I had a double mastectomy while I was still developing, and the surgeon confirmed with me that my breasts were perfectly healthy. I hadn't even had my first kiss or practiced driving before. How could they take away part of my womanhood before I was old enough to call myself one?
And those are heartbreaking, a heartbreaking way to close out the show today from Chloe Cole, who's a detransitioner. Yeah, I ran way too late tonight, so hey, join me again tomorrow on Freedom 96.9. Joe Pags coming up next. Drive to work tomorrow morning with Aaron Brillbeck and his dad joke of the day. Freedom 96.9.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.